Page 39, Activity 5, Listening for Transitions, Part 1.
Good evening. My name is Officer Jenkins. Thanks for inviting me tonight. Okay, so as you know, there have been a number of break-ins recently in your neighborhood. And even though it's true that there's been very little violent crime, especially compared to other parts of the city, burglary and car theft are both up in this area. Let me give you some statistics. Okay, a year ago there were 48 burglaries in your area. This year it's gone up to 60 so far. And the number of car thefts has almost doubled, too. Now, I'm not here to try to scare you. What I want to do tonight is to give you some simple suggestions that will make your homes and automobiles safer, okay? So, first of all, let's talk about lights outside the house. If you live in a house, you need to have lights both in the front of your house and in the back. And be sure to turn on those lights at night. In my opinion, this is the most important thing you can do to prevent burglaries. Next, let's talk about lights inside the house.
What about apartments? I mean, I live in an apartment building.
Yeah, good question. If you live in an apartment building, you want to have good, bright lighting in the garage, the hallways, and by the door to your apartment. If a light is broken, don't ignore it. Report it to your manager immediately. And whether you live in a house or an apartment, it's a good idea to put automatic timers on your lights. You know what a timer is, right? It's like a clock that turns on your lights automatically. So it looks like someone is home, even if you're out. Are you with me on that? All right, then. The next topic I want to discuss is locks. First of all, forget cheap locks, because they're not safe. Every door in your place should have a deadbolt. A deadbolt at least 1 inch thick. Also, there are special locks you can buy for your windows. Oh, by the way, did you know that in half of all burglaries, 50%, the burglars enter through unlocked doors or windows? I'm telling you, even in a peaceful neighborhood like this, where you know all your neighbors, you have to get into the habit of keeping your windows and doors locked.
Part 2.
Okay, now let's move on and talk about how you can prevent car theft. First, if you have a garage, use it for your car, not for your ping pong table. But seriously, the most important thing is, and I hope this is obvious, if you've got valuables in the car, hide them in the trunk. Don't leave them out on the seat, not even for 5 minutes. Last week, we got a report from a guy who left his laptop on the car seat while he ran in to buy a cup of coffee. When he came back, it was gone. The thief just broke the car window and reached in and took it. And also,
what about a car alarm?
Well, most research shows that noisy alarms don't do anything to prevent car theft. It's better to have the kind of device thieves can see, like a lock on your steering wheel. But the best thing of all is just to lock your car and keep valuables out of sight. All right, now, my last point is what you as neighbors can do to help each other. The main thing is that when you go on vacation, ask someone to watch your house for you, to collect your mail, take in your newspaper, stuff like that. Also, if you see something unusual, like a strange van or truck in your neighbor's driveway, or people carrying furniture out, don't go out there and try to stop it. Just call the police. And one more thing. Each of you should put this neighborhood watch decal, this picture right here of the man in a coat looking over his shoulder, in your front window. This tells criminals that this area has a neighborhood watch and that someone might be watching them. Okay, are there any questions?
Yeah, there's something I want to know. Do you think it's a good idea to keep a gun in the house?
Well, now that is a very complicated question. I think that it's a bad idea to have a gun in your house, especially if you have kids. Thousands of people die in gun accidents each year in this country. So in my opinion, it's just not safe to have a gun in your house. But of course, it is legal to have a gun, if that's what you want. Just make sure you get the proper license and that you take a course in gun safety, okay? All right. Anything else?